Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Hello. You can find me at Tarot360 Astrology on Instagram if you wish to know anything more. There's a conversation people don't want happening. Not because it isn't real, but because once you say it out loud, it forces people to look at something they've been avoiding. There is a tension between parts of the Black community and parts of the Jewish community in America. And a lot of people feel it, but they don't feel safe saying it. So instead of asking, is it real? Let's ask the question people keep dancing around. Where does that feeling come from? Because tension like that doesn't come out of nowhere. It comes from patterns, from repeated experiences, from what people see over and over again. In many Black neighborhoods, especially in the early and mid-1900s, a large number of businesses and rental properties were owned by Jewish immigrants and their families. Corner stores and liquor stores and clothing shops and apartment buildings. So the relationship wasn't distant, it was daily. Black residents were often the customers and the tenants and the ones asking for credit. And the people over the counter, which were the Jewish people, were the ones that were holding the lease on the building or the shop. That creates something deeper than economics. It creates a psychological hierarchy. Because when your main interaction with someone is tied to survival, food, housing, and money, you don't just see a person, you start to see power. And this is where the conversation gets uncomfortable. Because there are documented experiences, which are real ones, where Black Americans felt discriminated against by individuals within Jewish-owned businesses or institutions. Many Black people have spoken about being followed in stores, and also they were being watched more closely. And also, they were being treated like a threat instead of a customer. And also, they were being denied fairness in housing or credit situations, which the Jewish people controlled. This was not utilized as a theory, but it was lived as an experience. And when those experiences repeat, they don't stay isolated. They spread through families and through neighborhoods and through generations. And eventually, it stops being that one person did this. It becomes, this is how they treat us. Now layer something else on top of that. Over time, Jewish Americans, despite facing real anti-Semitism, were able to gain access to broader American opportunity. The Jewish people experienced better neighborhoods, and they experienced better economic mobility, and they experienced more integration into the system. But on the other hand, Black Americans systematically were still being blocked. So from one perspective, we're still a minority under pressure, is what the Jewish people were saying. But from the other perspective, from Black Americans, their view was, you made it into the system, and now you're part of what's holding us down. That gap in perception, that's where tension starts to harden. Because now, it's not just about interaction, it's about fairness. And history shows moments where the tension didn't stay quiet, but rather it erupted. The Crown Heights conflict in 1991 is one example, where tragedy turned into days of violence between Black and Jewish residents. But even beyond major events, there were everyday conflicts. There were boycotts of stores, and there were arguments over pricing and treatment and respect. And there was accusations on both sides. And let's be honest enough to say this. There has been prejudice expressed in Black communities toward Jews. And there also has been prejudice and bias expressed by individuals in Jewish communities toward Black people. Both of these realities do exist. Whether people are comfortable admitting or not is another question. What we're really looking at isn't just race, it's psychology. If a group of people feels disrespected long enough, they stop looking for exceptions. They start seeing patterns. If another group feels blamed or targeted, they become defensive. And once both sides feel misunderstood, they stop hearing each other completely. And that's when perception turns into belief, and belief turns into division. But here's what separates truth from manipulation. If you only tell the negative, you're not telling the truth. Because at the same time all of this was happening, there were some Jewish individuals and organizations who actively supported the civil rights movement. And they did that through funding and through legal aid and through marching and through organizing. So now you're left with something most people don't know how to process. Both realities existed at the same time. Support and tension. So when people say there's tension, they're not crazy. But when people try to reduce it into a single sentence, like one group hates the other, they're not telling the truth either. They're simplifying something that is deeply layered and deeply historical and deeply psychological. Because the truth is, tension doesn't come from nowhere. But unity doesn't either. And if people are ever going to deal with this honesty and look at it objectively, then they're going to have to be strong enough to face both. As always, remember to stand in your own truth.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.